What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. As before we get to your calls and text messages, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. There might be some good news in America's relationship with Iran, but also maybe not.
President Donald Trump has said the United States and Iran have sort of agreed to terms on a nuclear deal.
Iran has sort of agreed to the terms.
President Trump made the comments at a business breakfast in Qatar. He described the talks between American envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi as very serious negotiations for long-term peace and were continuing to progress. He later stopped at a U.S. airbase installation. Talking to troops there, he also stressed America's unwavering military strength.
When we're threatened, America's military will answer our enemies without even thinking about it. We have overwhelming strength and devastating force.
The president's next stop was Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates for the final leg of his trip, where he was greeted by local musicians. There he visited the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque, the country's largest mosque, which he described as beautiful. I'm Karen Shamas.
All right, after the White House allowed a group of refugees to resettle in the United States, South Africa's president is going to pay a visit as well.
South Africa says its president, Cyril Ramaphosa, will meet with President Trump at the White House next week. The meeting follows the Trump administration's admission of 59 white South Africans into the U.S. on Monday as refugees. Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau.
The South African government has not done what we feel is appropriate to guarantee the rights of these citizens to live in peace.
And Trump has claimed Afrikaners are being persecuted in the black majority country. He issued an executive order in February cutting all U.S. funding to South Africa. Ramaphosa says the Trump administration's criticisms are based on misinformation about South Africa's laws, and whites are not being singled out. Ben Thomas, Washington.
All right, so you know what the optics are here. The optics are the president welcomes in white refugees while he's trying to deport refugees of color. It's kind of hard to ignore that. The White House's pick for U.S. Surgeon General has a few good ideas to improve the nation's health, but some rather unusual ones that could mean problems for her nomination.
President Trump's latest pick to become Surgeon General, Casey Means, wrote in her 2024 book, Good Energy, that people should consider using guided psilocybin-assisted therapy. It's one of several strategies in the book she suggests to improve metabolic health. In a newsletter, she also suggests her use of psychedelic mushrooms helped her find love. The advice is notable because psilocybin is illegal under federal law, although it is legal under state law in Oregon and Colorado. Means has posted that her policy wish list includes serving more nutritious food in schools, putting warning labels on ultra-processed foods, investigating vaccine safety, and removing conflicts of interest. Trump says he chose Means on the recommendation of Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Jennifer King, Washington.
Dude, man, we're on shrooms, man. We got some shrooms. Oh,
Never done those. I hear good things. The president's executive order to delete birthright citizenship from the United States Constitution is not having a great day in the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Elena Kagan has asked Solicitor General John Sauer what would happen if the Supreme Court ruled in favor of those who have sued over the move.
Is that only going to bind the one guy who brought the suit?
No, that would be a nationwide precedent that the government would respect.
So finally, once it gets to us after 4 years, you're going to respect that?
Yes, and in addition, we may well respect certain-wide precedent. The Second Circuit, it just is.
And for 4 years, there are going to be like an untold number of people who, according to all the law that this court has ever made, ought to be citizens who are not being treated as such.
And Justice Brett Kavanaugh, in between beers, grilled Sawyer about how the federal government would enforce the order.
What do hospitals do with a newborn? What do states do with a newborn?
I don't think they do anything different. What the executive order says in Section 2 is that federal officials do not accept documents that have the wrong designation of citizenship from people who are subject to the executive order.
How are they going to know that?
The states can continue to, the federal officials will have to figure that out.
How?
So you could imagine a number of ways that the federal officials could.
Such as?
Such as they could require a showing of, you know, documentation showing legal presence in the country. For a temporary visitor, for example, they could see whether they're on a B-1 visa, which would exclude kind of the birthright citizenship in that country.
For all the newborns? Is that how that's going to work?
Again, we don't know because the agencies were never given the opportunity to formulate the guidance. They would have 30 days.
They're only going to have 30 days to do this. You think they can get it together in time?
They're under. That's what the executive order instructs them to do, and hopefully they will do so.
Sounds complicated to me. R&B singer Cassie Ventura is being cross-examined after 2 days of testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial.
Sean Diddy Combs' former girlfriend, Cassie, returned to the witness stand Thursday for a third day of testimony at his sex trafficking trial. This time, she faced questioning from the hip-hop mogul's lawyer, and she was asked to read lurid emails and text messages that she exchanged with Combs. Combs' lawyer, Ana Estevallo, sought to portray Combs and Cassie as a loving couple, pointing to warm messages she sent him early in their decade-long relationship, and she sought to show that Cassie was a willing participant, having her read aloud years-old emails in which she used graphic terms to tell Combs what she wanted from the encounters. Cassie asked for a break as the messages turned increasingly explicit. Combs has pleaded not guilty. His lawyers say that while he was violent at times, he's not a sex trafficker. His lawyers have said they have plenty more questions for Cassie and might not be done with her until Friday afternoon. At court in Manhattan, I'm Mike Sisak.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the defense attorneys might say something like, but Ms. Ventura, did your skin actually benefit from the baby oil? Did you know that your skin was going to benefit? Have you ever put baby oil on yourself outside of this particular freak-off? Anyway, that's it for Scoots News Briefs. Yeah, that trial is just crazy. But, you know, learn a lesson from this. She might have been thinking that she hates what she's doing, because that's what she's telling us. She didn't like the freak-offs. She might be thinking to herself, I hate this. I'm imprisoned. I feel kidnapped. But when you communicate through email or text messages or on social media, when you communicate with somebody that you're trying to appease, it might look like you're a willing participant. So, you know, you have to be careful with those things. And she's gonna have to, and her lawyers are gonna have to direct her to point out that she was this way with Diddy because she was afraid. But she really didn't mean what she wrote, because it might be there in writing, in text messages, that she was very, very willing, because again, she's telling us that she was afraid.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.